is only snowboarding, but you were expecting someone real special, and you open it and say, oh, it's just...
Oh, it's you.
Okay, but it's talking about him, you say, oh, it's just...
Just them.
Okay, or if it's a woman, you say, oh, it's...
Her.
Okay, or if it's two people, you say it's...
Oh, there's them folks that are looking, they're unexpected to come or something like
okay.
that.
Okay. And if something belongs to me, then you say it's...
That don't belong to me, that belongs to...
Okay. Or this, you say, talk about this tape recorder, you say this tape recorder is...
It's not mine, it belongs to someone
else. It's mine, you'd say it's...
If it belonged to me, it's this tape recorder, that's mine.
Okay, or if it belongs to you, then you'd say
it's... It belongs to you, it's yours.
Okay. Would you ever say your?
Yeah, well, yeah. Lord, I heard that a lot of times. Instead of say yours, it's say your own. Yours.
Okay. And if it belongs to both of us, you'd say it's...
Well, a lot of people say, instead of using the word, and you said that you were in there a while ago, lots of people know to say, yearnings.
Uh-huh.
For instance, if you went somewhere to visit somebody unexpectedly,
mm-hmm.
like a party in a sick room or something like that,
mm-hmm.
well, maybe some of the family said, well, I'm often glad you and come over to see the party.
Uh-huh.
I never could understand where they got that, but...
Would that just be to one person?
No, that'd be to more than one.
Yeah.
More than one, if there's more than one in this.
Do you ever say y'all or you all?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. I'm telling you now about the Southern people.
Uh-huh.
Instead of you all, they say, you, they cut it short, see, you didn't bring that last syllable out. Oh, you're so and so instead of you at all.
Yeah.
And they use that word, you know. Of course, it's been a custom joke, you know, for years, all your days.
Yeah.
We talk about the down south brogue.
Yeah.
It's a southern brogue, you know, that people use. And that was simply got brought out by the southern people's short in pronunciation.
Mm-hmm. What do you say though? Do you say you all or what do you say?
Well, as a rule, if I'm where there's a crowd, something like that, I'm fixing to leave, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bunch of people that I know, friends of mine. It's customary for people in this part of the country to say, you all come to see us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that you all ought to be in that art, but
yeah.
it's a custom to the southern people.
Is that for more than one person, though?
Yeah, that's for more.
Okay. If something belongs to both of us, we'd say that it's...
Ours.
Okay. If something belongs to them, then it's...
If it belongs to one, to the individual?
To them.
To them. That belongs to them, or theirs.
Okay.
Theirs.
And if it belongs to him, it's...
That's his.
Okay. What about his? Did you ever hear that?
Well, I heard that last time. So-and-so, you know, is his'n.
Okay. And if it belongs to her, it's?
Hers.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I don't know anything
okay. else. Suppose you'd been to a party and someone's group was fixing to leave, and you asked about the wraps. Would you ask where are you all's wraps? Or?
Yeah.
Where your, how'd you say that?
Well, a whole lot of people say, where is you all's wraps?
Uh-huh.
Or they'd say, where'd you leave your wraps?
Uh-huh.
Or where'd you put your wraps or something of that
effect.
But lots of people use that you all, they brought that all in there.
Yeah.
Which I didn't see was necessary, but a lot of people use it anyway.
Okay. What about...